Okay, so we're travelling through our orchard. These trees here are 5 years old, and those ones on our right are 4 years old, and you can see all the fruit for next season that are growing on these big trees.
Avocados, Tasmania. It's not a combination that's thought of all the time. What made you go into this here?
Okay, we grew avocados in Western Australia. We had about 20 acres there, and the family was growing up, and we thought it was time to downsize. On a holiday to Tasmania, we did observe that people had avocado trees in their backyard, and that obviously told us that avocados do flower and set fruit in Tasmania. So kind of figured that maybe the potential's here to grow avocados commercially. So when we actually chose to sell up, we thought, well, let's do it in Tassie. We've got about 3 hectares of avocados. The oldest ones, as I said earlier, were 5 going on 6, and the rest of the trees are 4 going on 5. But quite dramatically, the older trees, the 5 going on 6 trees, they're already 4 metres in diameter and going 3 metres high. So that kind of growth is pretty stunning. I wouldn't have expected that. In fact, that's one of the great surprises of avocados here in Tassie. I shake my head all the time and just can't understand why they love the place so much that they're growing like crazy, which is a bit of a worry, actually.
Why a worry?
Well, because they do grow big trees, and of course, managing them becomes an issue as well. So, but as long as they produce the fruit, I'm not going to be too unhappy.
Which we haven't picked yet.
So how many can we see here on this one tree alone?
Well, just looking inside the tree, this is one of the great difficulties of avocado harvesting. If the fruit was orange, it'd be so much easier, but of course, on the tree, not like when you get them in the shop.
All right, so we're going inside the tree.
See all the fruit hanging down. There we go. Here's a big bunch of fruit hanging down there.
They're all nice and cool.
That's a massive bunch of fruit.
Wow, how many are there?
Oh, there'd be 40 or 50 on that branch, just hanging down, waiting for us to pick.
Yes, after you.
But the fascinating thing, Margo, of course, is to see the fact that you've got so many fruit and then you've got the next crop. I mean, that's the amazing thing about an avocado, the fact it's got 2 crops over summer.
Yeah.
And so it's a fairly big demand on the trees, and you've got to manage them well too, obviously.
Nutritionally.
To grow those crops, because the demands are there. There's not many fruit trees that have two crops on at the same time.
Yeah, it's real.
Okay, this is our netted avocados. It's a bit unique in the sense that I don't think I know of anyone else growing avocados in a fully netted environment. When we came here, I chose to do a small block experimentally to protect the trees from the wind, and also to not really knowing what sort of pests that we would be up against. Thought if we fully netted the avocados, we can, one, protect the trees from the wind, and two, you know, protect them from any pests. And uniquely enough, these avocado trees growing in the netted part of the orchard have grown spectacularly well, and we'll go and I'll show you.
Yeah.
Bees don't really like avocados that much, the flowers, and often if there's something else flowering in the bush or in the pasture that they prefer, they'll leave the avocado flowers alone. And it's always been a big issue with avocado orchards across Australia, trying to avoid the biennial nature of the tree. Last season, in November, we brought in about 6 hives. So this netted area is about half a hectare. We brought 6 hives in, and specifically with the idea of forcing the bees to have nothing else to feed on other than the avocado flowers. And the end result is a pretty spectacular fruit set.
How old is this tree?
Well, this tree is 4 years old. All these trees in here are all 4 years. And they've set a pretty big crop.
How does this crop compare to the trees we were just in amongst?
At least twice as many avocados on here.
So we're looking at potentially double the yield in here in this netted area. What's the trade-off? Was it expensive to set up this netted area?
Yeah, I got into a bit of trouble with the wife spending all the money on it. Yeah, it was an expensive exercise, and again, a bit of an experiment, but being passionate about it, growing avocados, I couldn't help myself but to see this opportunity, and twisted my wife's arm a bit hard and she let me put this netted area up.
Yeah.
And not only has it been quite successful at managing the bees at pollination, but also it has reduced the wind speed, and we've seen benefits in the trees as a result of that. And where we are here in North Mottin, the wintertime temperatures are relatively mild. We don't get severe frosts at all. They don't like severe frosts. So the combination of cool summers and relatively warm winters, the avocados clearly have enjoyed this location.
And you expect more avocados maybe to be popping up around different parts of the state?
I'm sure there'll be people looking over the fence and being stimulated with the fact that, gee whiz, avocados do grow in Tasmania. Yeah, and of course with the extraordinary prices that have been paid to growers in Western Australia's production area at the moment, you know, up to $80 a tray, that's going to stimulate a lot of interest. Going forward with the climate warming like it is, and this incredibly warm summer like we've got, I could expect in the future more avocado orchards popping up.